You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Nothing to me says romance like looking for condoms and Hennessy.
She's the crazy one of the season.
And drunk.
He calls her Naggy.
His shirt's open like a Colombian drug lord.
He does not like pizza.
Can we talk about the big, wide open fish mouth?
He's like a walking success poster. Yeah.
Greetings, Bachelor Podcast lovers. We're back with another new episode. I'm Christine Lee. Hi, Katie Pallotta.
Hi.
And Ryan Jones.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just over here working on myself.
Well, we'll get to that. But I would like to say the Bachelor uniforms were back in action. You know the uniform, right? It's the super short Daisy Dukes and the little short, tiny tank tops.
No, I didn't notice.
Never noticed.
Nope. Not even a little.
Never. Every single girl had basically the same exact pair of ripped jean shorts on to go to Fort Lauderdale.
They all looked exactly the same that the day that they arrived.
Yeah, Literally, it was like, who is that? They were marching out clones. But we were back in beach land where we were able to see skimpy outfits and love on the rocks. And a couple of one-on-one dates, a seriously dramatic group date. Crystal back at the forefront yet again.
Far more dramatic than it needed to be.
This is by design, obviously. So once the women are properly settled in their suites and whatnot, we reveal that a member who had departed comes back to the show.
Yes, Mikkel came back for a short time, but she came back.
It was like, don't get too comfortable.
Got a free trip to Florida out of it. I mean,
yeah, I was like, I fully didn't lose her off my team then. You know.
You did.
I did.
Then you did. She didn't stick around. Everyone was so happy to see her. But what was unusual about this time around was we didn't get a date card.
Ari just showed up.
Yes,
and Chelsea, let's go. And
they weren't expecting that. And then when it happened, it shocked Chelsea, but it shocked everyone else. They were like, oh, aren't you supposed to like leave a date card? And
he didn't even look at me, Lauren said. Yeah. What was that?
That would be awkward if he was looking at Lauren and just like decide to ask Chelsea out.
Yeah, that's not how it works. You have to look at the person that you're asking.
Yeah, I mean, he is good with the fake out on the group date rose when he talks about three different people and then says, oh, but you get the rose. So maybe that was the sort of thing.
Well, there's a lot of actual theories going around about why there was no date card, which it's crazy to think that there are theories going around about this particular thing. One person suggested that the showrunner actually lost the card. One person...
You could just rewrite it, but yeah.
Someone else suggested that Chris Harrison misplaced the card and he didn't want to take the blame. And then another person, there were all kinds of conspiracy theories about what happened to the card.
Yeah, I think he just decided that he didn't want to write one.
It's really simple.
And just went in. Occam's razor people, the most likely scenario.
Right. But I like conspiracy theories. But we get, once again, we have this voyeuristic view of the girls in their short shorts with a telescope watching Chelsea and Ari's
Titanic pose.
Titanic pose.
That was a bit much.
It was, even though Titanic's one of my all-time favorite movies, still.
I just don't.
Oh, no, I agree.
You know, we've talked about this in the past, how the most awkward thing about some of these dates is when you can see them.
Yes.
The people that are actually on the date. I don't ever remember telescopes being used at all, let alone in back-to-back episodes. This is very bizarre.
Are telescopes standard in that hotel's... When you go stay at a hotel, the telescope comes with the room?
Not any hotel that I've ever right? been in, so I'm not really sure.
I'm assuming that it was probably there at the Lake Tahoe one. And then
for bird watching and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then once they saw how it was utilized...
Yeah.
The show figured, well, we're going to make sure that whenever we go. I bet there's going to be one in Paris. Like, I think they're just going to put
one. Yeah, but it's
going
to be the kind that you have to put a coin in and then, yeah.
make some money out of the deal.
The producers were probably like, oh, I wonder if that's them out there on that boat doing all those poses on the jet ski.
Because some of these girls, you could give them anything and you could put them on the boat. I don't think they would find Ari on the date.
Yeah. Well, the jet ski part, I thought that was kind of cute and
very dangerous, by the way.
Straddle-ish.
Yes.
Do not attempt
it at home.
No, jet ski.
I'm being totally serious.
I'm a total adrenaline junkie. I've gone skydiving twice. I will not get on a jet ski. I mean, I don't.
Oh, I'm fine with jet skiing. I'm just saying, maybe don't straddle
backwards
the dude.
Straddling.
That's the issue.
I won't get on it in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, no, go jet skiing.
No, jet skiing's good, but
I'm terrified of jet skiing.
Just don't let someone
do it backwards.
Yeah, don't let someone straddle you while you're on the jet ski.
It's the ultimate adrenaline rush, and it worked.
I guess. I mean, they didn't run into anything.
And she was on the dream boat with a dream boat.
Yes, yeah.
Quote of the night, or one of them.
That is an all-time line that they will use over and over again.
Didn't she say that she would have rather had not the date had not been on the boat? Like, she was trying to make it sound like more, I'm just kind of a down-home kind of girl. I would much rather just...
I didn't read it that way. I just read it as, I would go anywhere with you.
Okay.
As in, this is great, and this is amazing, thank you, but it would be just as great if it's just us on the couch.
Like, right.
Basically anywhere with you is where I want to be, that sort of thing.
Well, Katie, we got into Chelsea's backstory a little bit more. She was kind of on the edge of being a villain. Mm-hmm. And then when we found out about her history with the guy who was like 20 years older than her and how he just broke her heart and was just cruel, mm-hmm. basically, she kind of resurfaced as you start to have empathy and feelings for her again.
Yeah, I don't see her as a villain anymore, right. just since... I mean, maybe I would still see her as kind of a villain if we didn't have Crystal, but Crystal takes that award. But I don't see her like with any malicious intent anymore. But I don't know. I just thought I understand where she's coming from and I feel bad about her story. But I just thought the whole date was a little boring.
You weren't honestly. A fan of the date?
I don't know. It was nothing... I felt like there weren't any sparks that he had with someone else, like Becca. Or Tia or
Tia, yeah.
the other Becca. or, right. you know, I just, maybe boring is a strong word, but I don't know. It just didn't do anything for me.
Well, it did something for Ari. I mean, she got the rose, clearly.
Yeah, it was interesting because she definitely is not the villain that we thought she was early on, or at least she's not now.
Right.
Once they finally are done with this Crystal experiment, maybe she will be again. But, you know, she's got a story that I think anybody would feel for her.
Yeah.
You know, an ex who, depending on obviously what they've told us and what you'll find online, it was some level of abusive. And so anytime that's ever involved, you feel terrible. And then when there's a kid involved, it's even worse. But at the same time, I'm with Katie that I'm glad that they had a real conversation. And it was kind of weird that she said, ask me anything, and then, well, I don't want to talk about this. That was a little weird. But they're just, I'm glad she shared that, and I think it's important, just like early on where she said, I got to go tell him I have a kid. Like, that was important.
But she obviously likes older men, you know?
Yeah, I don't think age is even the issue. I just think, I don't know, I don't see them as having, I think the chemistry was a good way to put it. It's just, they're okay.
Yeah, I'm glad that. Like Ryan said, that there was an actual conversation that happened, like, finally between a girl and Ari. But I don't, as far as, like, a relationship, I don't see it.
Well, and happening. This is, like, the third week in a row where we've had musician little mini concert take place.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing their part to feature artists, yep. I guess.
Going strong.
Get them out there.
Even Bachelor, though, and their official Twitter account realized, you know, they got ahead of the game. They knew nobody was going to have any idea who this person was or this band was.
Tennille
Arts.
Yeah.
This is what I do for a living. I've never heard of
never
even
country
a little bit.
I don't
want to call anyone stars. But even the Bachelor account said, and here's a performance from someone no one knows. And so they at least were with it. But it just, I'm fine with the performance. I actually like them. I think they're cool. But give us somebody that we've heard of or maybe might hear of soon.
I think it's actually kind of a cool crossover way to be able to make a music competition show and a dating show
combined. Compete to be the band that performs on The Bachelor.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
That's coming.
Oh, that's nice.
I should have copyrighted and patented this.
Instead of Winter Games, they should have had the competition to play on each episode.
Yeah.
But with that band, it's got to be weird, not just because people talk about how weird it is to play for just two people.
Yeah.
But how about having to sit in an adjoining room while they're filming a dinner right next to you, and you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs. Okay, if this goes poorly, we're not going to play. And second, if it goes well, well, we're just waiting until they're ready, and then they walk in, and we're gonna play our song that nobody watching has ever heard.
Right. Yeah. No. Everyone seems to agree that.
And they had to tell
awkward.
Her because then she's like, "Oh, Tennille Arts was playing. You didn't know who that was. Come on. Maybe Captain and Tennille, but you don't even know that. I mean, that's."
I would have seen Captain and Tennille. I would have liked to have seen that. But it ends with a rose for Chelsea, and she kind of moved up a few notches. Although you guys agree, no sparks really flew, and that was fine.
Yeah, it's not that I didn't like her. It was just.
Yeah, once Crystal's out of the way, maybe we'll get back to...
Yeah, Chelsea, I think, like we said, was a villain, but now actually shows she can be a little bit likable, and the fact that she isn't the focus of everything, but yeah, just,
Well, let's get to the good stuff.
But the whole show was revolving around. Might as well.
I mean, the group date is a bowling alley, and Crystal... And the confrontations, the refusing to show up, the licking of the bowling ball.
That was disgusting.
There's so many things.
It's a Big Lebowski thing, by the way.
I saw that, that it was a shout out to the
Still
Big
gross,
Lebowski.
But.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty. I know a lot of people, that's their favorite movie, so I'm sure a lot of people were like.
I like it, but I'm not licking any bowling balls. And speaking of balls, I was expecting, which I not a line I was necessarily expecting to say today. But as soon as they showed up and someone said, like, oh, where are the balls? I'm thinking, oh, here we go again. Yep. It's going to be nothing but ball jokes. That was it. The first opening, basically the opening line when they walk in, where are all the balls? And then nothing.
I'm surprised.
Messing with the whole formula. We don't get a date card. We're not getting sexual puns. I mean.
What is happening?
What is happening?
Dropping the ball, Ari. Jeez.
No pun intended.
They divided the two teams, which like the shady pins or.
Pin-ups.
The pin-ups, yeah, thank you.
And
the shady roses or whatever, doesn't matter. They split
spare
up.
Spare roses.
The spare roses,
hey,
thank you.
There you go.
They split into two teams, and Crystal says a prayer. Katie's face.
Everything that girl does.
Just so random. Like
to her dog.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Ryan.
Everything she does.
Okay.
Everything she does is a thing.
Yeah.
She can't be normal about anything. And I don't have an issue with praying, so I don't want to get people all riled up with that. I went to Catholic school my whole life. Praying's fine. But she can't even pray normal. I don't know. It's just everything she does not only seems fake, but is just so annoying.
So annoying.
I would like to point out that on episode one, when she got to go to his hometown and
really? I hadn't heard about that from her 12 times.
And she's like, oh, this could be where we live when we're married. And we all thought that fake, trying too hard. And it hasn't stopped. So.
Nope, still going strong.
Still going strong. And the thing that caused, I guess, the big argument was that Ari didn't keep a promise that just the winning team would be invited.
So disrespectful.
To this party. And Crystal was on the winning team, and she opened her big trap and made a toast, right? And I think she planted the seed in his head by, let's...
And he saw how dejected the other team was.
Yep.
And just judging by the montage, which they didn't put a lot of detail into, I think for a reason, is it didn't seem like it was close. And I think he saw them sort of walk away dejected and decided, like,
Crystal has a point. We are living in an age where everybody gets a trophy. In Little League, you know, like, you gotta learn to lose, okay? And these girls, she kind of has a point, seriously.
But here's my problem with that, and I am totally against the everybody gets a trophy.
As am I.
1,000%. Participation trophy should be done away with.
Yeah.
I'm all on board with
that. So what if they were dejected?
But listen to this.
Go
ahead. And Becca made this point. Do you think that if she was on a losing team, this being Crystal, and she was all pouty and I can't nip time with Ari, and then he made that decision, that she would have said, you're a liar. Why are you inviting us? This is disrespectful to those girls. No, she would have said, yay, Ari, and jumped around and been so excited.
I was going to bring that up too, because I totally agree with that. And she would have went to Ari and said, you're so inclusive of everyone. You always think of everyone else.
So we can talk about Becca being only 22. She's more mature than almost all of these
ladies. That last week in our podcast.
Well, we saw it again this week. So you can yell and scream about she's so young. She's so young, which Ari mentioned again this week. Not that it stopped him from making out with her.
Multiple times. Right.
But she has shown multiple instances where she is far and beyond any of these girls mentally, emotional intelligence,
between
whatever
Crystal
you want to call it.
Crystal and Jenna.
Oy.
I don't think
Becca's more mature.
I don't think it's fair to say that if she were on the losing team and Ari offered to let them stay, that she would be totally happy about it. Of course she would be totally happy about it. I mean, but why can't you also validate her point where he said that the winning team, this is what you get. And he did go back on his promise. I think she's a legitimate reason to be mad. Would she celebrate if she's losing and he did the same thing? Yes. But it doesn't invalidate being ripped about it, because now she's back in competition with all these girls again.
Yeah, I mean, I see that point. I just don't see it being like this huge disrespectful move.
Well, her problem was she took it to another level, because we didn't get to see it all on camera, but we saw the subtitles.
Yeah, which I'm kind of surprised that they didn't have cameras rolling in the bus on the way back. I know they usually don't show us transportation, but especially with how volatile she is.
Maybe this transportation's usually really boring and people are exhausted and nothing really happens, so it's not worth their while. Maybe
they take a quick nap.
Maybe they're going to start recording.
So clearly she said some nasty things on the way home.
Called them a liar.
Well, and I think even worse, so not even just to her, but to everyone. Like, it sounds like, and that's my issue, not just her flip out, but you can tell a person's character often by how they treat the secondary people, and I don't mean that as in your secondary, but just like in The Bachelor, obviously Ari is the star, but how does she treat the sound people or the photographer? Well, what does she do when she first comes in and she says, well, I'm getting on change now, so you need to, that you're the one being disrespectful now. And so all you need to do is look at how you treat the person that isn't Ari or isn't Chris Harrison or isn't a girl you're trying to talk to on camera and change your story as you're just trying to act like the bigger person.
I mean, look what happens on Shark Tank with Barbara Corcoran. Great invention, jerky guys. She says, I like your invention, I don't like you, I'm out. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, you don't want anything to do with someone who mistreats people or is a jerk or is above you, and it ruins the whole deal. So Crystal, while she had a valid point to be upset, she handled it all wrong and revealed her true colors. And
it completely backfired.
Yes.
Too. Because she was hoping that Ari would go back up, have a talk with her.
Which he did.
But he just was not having it. And was like,
and he specifically said, stay here, as opposed to, well, I'm just going to go.
Yeah, you should come down.
Which I was totally expecting him.
I was too. But he was just like, all right, well, I'm going to go hang out with all the other girls, like,
you can stay
and
here.
Just know that I'm pissed at you.
Yeah, you can stay here, which she didn't.
She didn't, but he never, at least that we saw, never found out about that, which is a bummer, because he came so close to actually being the guy that I wanted him to be in this situation.
Which is what?
Kick her the hell out. I mean, again, you're seeing who she actually is, and you know, maybe just like with Corinne last year, you can talk about how, well, he's not seeing all the other stuff. And so he's not seeing how she interacts with the girls in the house. He finally saw that. And while he says, oh, yeah, this made me question some things, and we took some steps back, he still kept her around. So he went right up to the edge and where I'm saying, yeah, okay, and you failed again.
And he even brought up the point of this is what happens in a marriage. Like, stuff is going to go wrong. You're going to disagree. Plans are going to change. You have to be able to talk to me about your dissatisfaction with the way the decision was changed or amended. Not run off and cry to your parents or your siblings or your best friends. You know, that's not dealing with problems.
Yeah, he noticed when he walked over to the girls and they said that Crystal wasn't there, and he found that out, and everyone just kind of either stayed silent or was like, oh no, she was bad-mouthing you.
Mm-hmm. It was a pig pile.
Like, yeah. If all these girls are actually agreeing on one thing, then you should take that into consideration too, which I think he did, and that's why he was upset when he went up to see her in the room, but...
Yes, but you have to admire the ace up her sleeve, which was the bowling alley trauma. I thought, well played, maestro, well played.
She just kept changing her story. That was the second thing. First was how I noticed she was rude to the staff. And then second was... She changed her story depending on who she was talking to. First, it was, he's disrespectful and...
Liar.
And he's a liar. And no, he changed the rules. And that's not... No, I was just working on myself. Investing in myself. To, I'm sorry. I had a trauma.
My mother worked in a bowling alley. And it brought back really bad memories. And
it didn't stop me from bowling great and winning and being excited.
Right.
It's just, she's the worst. She's even Nick doesn't like her.
Oh, no way!
Yes, because he mentioned that, hey, on Twitter last night, he mentioned how...
And Nick's the most unlikable person, so if he doesn't
He's pretty high up there.
He mentioned how people gave him a lot of crap for keeping Corinne around so long. He said, but at least Corinne made you laugh and didn't take herself too seriously. Crystal doesn't even have a nanny. Like, whatevs.
You know, actually, I was thinking along the same lines that at least Corinne, you could see the sparks in there. She was hot, like hot to trot. Like, you could see why any man would keep her around. Whereas, I don't see Crystal's beautiful and all that stuff, but I don't. She's not like a sexual. You know what I mean? Like, she's not.
Yeah, it's just annoying. Like,
yeah. So you
from her
it's
very
not
first
like,
video,
oh,
I've never
didn't complain.
I've never seen Crystal and thought, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. And at least Corinne, while she's not my type, the way she acted, at least she could exude some.
No, she was very sexual.
Yeah, she was very sexual.
Very sexual.
Crystal just seems asexual to me.
Exactly.
There's
and not fun
appealing.
At all. Like,
no.
She's, there's no, like, fun joking around with any of these annoyances.
And I don't even like Corinne, but I'm with Nick. Like,
yeah,
there was
either.
At least some redeeming qualities there. There's nothing about Crystal. Like, why does she deserve a trip to Paris? This is ridiculous.
But I am still tired of all the mimicking of her voice.
I know. Like, everyone knows already how she sounds and how she talks. It doesn't... Becca took it a little too far. Not that I'm sticking up for Crystal in any way,
but... Sort of sounds like you.
You're
now Team Crystal. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. She's not on my team.
It just feels like it just gets so mean and they confront her and they get in her face and then
she's feeling attacked.
I didn't mind the confronting her part. The mimicking her went on a bit too long and was certainly not necessary. I think... The best case they can make for how crappy of a person she is anytime she sits down, and they do this, she'll say something, and it's just silence. And then people get up and leave. Because she offers nothing to the group. She just, every time she says something, it's about her, and nobody wants to hear about it.
I legitimately feel bad for her.
I don't. Not even a little.
Come on!
Nope.
No.
Oh my God, I'm on an island all by myself.
Take her home or leave her in Paris. I don't care. Just no.
Okay. 21 questions with with Lauren.
Just keeps getting better.
Well, we had two different question games.
Yeah, we did.
And 21 questions and what it ended up being like 100 questions. So I don't know which is more impressive. Maybe the 100 because she actually had a book with 100 questions. That was Kendall, right?
Yes. Kendall had the one about would you
eating
eat human
humans.
Flesh?
Yeah.
And Ari's answer.
Ari gave the right answer.
Yeah, if my life depended upon it.
Yeah, if you're on the plane and alive, yes.
Which is a great movie, by the way.
Which is a great movie, but you got to deal with cannibalism. But yes, if you're in that situation, you eat what you need to eat.
Correct.
If it's just part of custom and
curiosity. Nope.
No, sir. And he gave the right answer. She did not.
Yeah, no. If you're just,
I think he was a little freaked out about that.
Still made out with her. Still gave her a rose.
Still gave her a rose, yeah. No. But yeah, so that was a little.
And 21 questions would have been better if she had questions planned. It was, what's your favorite color? Is this what we're doing?
How do you take your coffee?
With coconut milk, apparently.
Of course she does.
Of course. I mean, Millennial City, hello.
Lauren B. is just... I associate her with coconut milk.
I could have...
Like a Rorschach.
I probably, yeah.
It's a Rorschach
maybe almond
test.
Milk, but like...
I didn't even need her to answer that. I could have answered that for her. Come on.
Yeah. Well, she got the rose.
She did. She did. But we got to see a lot more of your favorite, Tia.
Tia, yes. She got the one-on-one.
She almost got overshadowed by Crystal's Crazy Fest, but she went to the Florida Everglades, and it was a perfect date. For her.
Yeah,
like,
and it was a lot like Nick and Raven when they got dirty in
the
mud.
Down.
And yeah, it was the perfect, on the Everglades, they're finding some gators, and she can talk about how she went frogging, and they're eating frog legs. And
she seems like a good match for him, you know, in every way, you know, whatever the 23-point system is, like match. Like they seem to hit all the right points.
I feel like she would randomly be a good bachelorette.
She'd be great.
She's being groomed for it.
I think this is her audition. Last night, she would be so much fun.
So at first, I associated her just with Raven, and Raven would not be able to be a bachelorette. Like I just feel like I don't know if it's.
I know.
I don't know what it is, but she. I don't think she could carry a whole season.
I know I keep bragging about myself and what I've predicted, but I would like to say that on episode one of this season's podcast, I predicted that Tia was our next bachelorette.
You did.
I would just like to point that out.
It would be a good choice, I think, especially of the people that are remaining. You know, this is really the first time, obviously, other than your comment, that we've really mentioned it. And I think, I mean, unless you wanted to go, you know, prove that she's ready and go with the young Becca. Yeah, I think she's probably the best. CN would be really good because she's smart and she seems to like to have fun.
But
I think Tia would be number one right now as I'm looking at who's left.
Yeah, definitely.
She's got a lot going on. She's funny. She's quirky enough. Popular across the board with men and women. Like, you know, a lot of times, you know how catty we all can be. Like, oh, no way, I don't want her to be.
Yeah. No, I think she'd be a great bachelorette.
And then we got to learn a little bit more about her backstory, too, about what she's a geriatric therapist.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a big fan of Tia's. And then you learn more about her, and I say, oh, okay.
And a lot of times you hear, you know, it's the old Tommy Boy joke, where it's like, a lot of people go to college for 7 years. I know, they're called doctors. And so she's sitting there, and she says, oh, after 7 years of college, I'm thinking, oh, my God, it took her 7 years. And then she said, oh, and I got my doctorate. I was like, oh, never mind. Dr. Tia, I'm going to shut up now.
Yeah.
And I bow to you. Congratulations, because physical therapy is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I did think of that, too, at first. And then I remember seeing that it did say physical therapist. And I was like, that takes a while.
Yeah, that's legit.
So she has her PhD.
Yeah. Right? Or doctorate?
Or medic.
Both? Is it the same thing?
No, there's...
Clearly we don't have that.
There's a medical doctor.
Folks, I have a graduate... I have a BS, which makes sense because I am BSing right now. All I have is 4 years and a BS.
Well, me too. I have a Bachelor of Arts, which is even probably worse. Well, yeah. I didn't have to take any math or science.
Well, no, it's a better line that way when it's BS, but yes.
Tia opened up and they talked about some deep life experiences and, you know, their beliefs. And I think it was like a very good date for him and her. And they have good chemistry.
Yeah, they do.
We saw the human side of him, which, you know, we've talked about a lot where we don't hear anything from him. And, you know, when we're talking about faith and do you think, you know, you're led a certain way. And I thought he gave her a very real answer. He's, you know, I've had friends who've died and, you know, especially driving.
Mm.
And so if you die on the racetrack, like, I have a hard time processing that, oh, God brought you there. Now, that's a whole nother, we're not going to, you know, go into theology here. A lot of people would say, yes, that's God's plan and it's part of everything. But he brings up a very valid point.
Could you be with someone who is faithless?
Yeah, and that leads to, who don't, maybe not even faithless, but just doesn't have that level of faith.
Right. And he wasn't saying he's atheist or it was more like an agnostic type
of... More about questioning faith, I think, more than not having it.
Right.
And that's just very un-Ari-like. From what we've seen, you know, he's just been very vanilla, and digging into that.
But to some people, that's a deal breaker.
Absolutely.
To some people, that is an absolute deal breaker.
But even crossing that line for the discussion for him,
yeah, it was a real conversation.
Way out of character because it's been so like, yeah, that's amazing. I love that. It's amazing. Oh no, but let's ask another benign question. Like, no, this you're talking about faith. I mean,
but he didn't straight up say, "Do you believe in God?"
No.
He didn't, he kind of, like he always does, he tiptoes around. Like, he didn't say, how old are you, Becca? You know, it's, he
do you still party?
He sidesteps everything.
Because when I was 20, I still partied.
Right.
But she brought it up, though. And he just sort of played off it a little. Like, he was answering, because I almost think she was going to go down the, like, everything has to be... Like 100% faith so important, and then he sort of sidestepped that and said, "Well, I don't know about that. I like to think I make my own choices and I make my own fate, and mm-hmm. no one's right. It's just that's."
Well, it was a good enough answer for her to say, "I think I'm falling in love with you."
Yeah,
I mean,
which so I think that's the first person
to say it to him.
I think so.
Again, not I'm in love with you, but falling in love with you.
Yeah,
it's the precursor.
Right, but not in a confessional.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Like, to his face.
This
is the first.
And she got a rose.
Duh.
Sure did.
Yeah. Duh. And they made out. So, yeah.
Shocking.
Shock. Super shocker. But like we said, the one-on-one date with Tia was sandwiched in between the crystal drama.
So, which I think helped Tia.
Because
the bar is much lower. Because you just left... insanity.
Crazy train.
Yeah. And I think she did great anyways, but just the pressure's off because you're thinking, I'm not going to do anything as bad as her, so let's just have fun.
Yep.
And obviously it was a cool date for her anyways, but there's no pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. But the cocktail, the final cocktail party, oh, Katie's already making a face. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it was just Crystal versus everyone.
Mm-hmm. And that's
confrontation. Kendall, Tia,
Becca,
why are you still here?
Fair question.
Doesn't it make you a liar if you know?
Oh, that was awesome.
I literally called out on the carpet to the face. Doesn't that make you a liar too? If you say you're not going to come back to the party and you come back anyway, doesn't that make you a liar? Just like you called him out.
Yeah. It's the same level.
It's pretty plain hypocrisy, and she just started talking circles again, and that's when she just got up and said,
"I'm done. I'm done.
Forget it. This is, you're not getting anywhere. It's so dumb." And she started this whole thing, though, not just with her freak out, but at the cocktail party.
Packing her bags, yeah.
No, by saying, "If any of you want to talk to me one-on-one, like maybe we can do that." Like, no. Why do you need to have one-on-ones with all the girls?
She's playing this weird passive aggressive game. That right there is, if any of you feel the need, it's like what you say to your kids when you got a call from the principal and you know what happened already, and you say to your son, "Is there anything you'd like to tell me about what happened today at school?" Because I
exactly what it is.
It's just so.
Yeah, your mom finds the cigarettes and she doesn't tell you that, but she says, "Oh, so you've been smoking?"
No,
of course not.
No.
Well, what the hell are these?
That was Becca.
You could have just led with that, Mom, because it could have cut out some steps.
Yeah. And Ari wasn't having it again for the second time. He was just like, she was like, "Oh, well, this could be our first fight."
He's or like,
"Well, this could be our last fight." And she was just kind of like, did not know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
And then she was throwing fake glitter everywhere, and that was just it.
Which is already a meme
she's
all
done.
Over the internet.
Oh, yeah. Just glitter
the
everywhere.
The crystal glitter meme is, you can't
still
even...
Still feel bad for her?
No, the passive-aggressive thing kind of, that annoys me, because that just feels so
And she's
parental.
Always, she's been like that since the beginning, even though it wasn't so...
In your
in
face.
Our face,
yeah.
Since the beginning, but even after the hometown date, mm-hmm. and they were like, "Oh, what'd you do?" And she was like, "Well,
yeah,
it's between us.
It's like, a little." She's the game. She's playing a game. She's not going to last much longer, but she is going to get a trip to Paris, as we know, because
and she'll do great in paradise.
And she'll do great.
See, I don't even think she will. She's not. Fun. I don't want her in paradise. I don't want her on winter.
She's
games.
Gonna get destroyed in paradise.
You need her in paradise.
But you need
only,
to be sexual. She's not.
If only to irritate the rest of the cast.
Exactly.
Like, you need her there, and you need her there with Daniel, so that the two of them.
No, like Jenna.
That
I think
might
would
work.
Be, Jenna would be a lot of fun in paradise. I think both Beccas would
if
be
you
fun
could
in
understand
paradise.
What she's saying.
Kendall, I think, would be great in paradise. Tia, yeah.
No, Kendall will be there, too.
Kendall
she'll bring
be,
all
if
her
If Tia
taxidermy.
Isn't a bachelorette, Tia would be a lot of fun in paradise. I don't think Chelsea would be good in paradise. I don't think Crystal would be good in paradise.
I still, to this day, was getting, Mikkel's going home.
Marique
went home and Ashley went home. But I still was getting Chelsea, Kendall, Mikkel, all of them mixed up. Like, I still get them mixed up. Like Chelsea and Kendall and Crystal, like...
And then Jenna and Lauren.
Yeah,
those totally.
Jenna and Lauren are the only two I still have issues with. And I'm pretty close to being off book, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and not needing the Chirons. There was one confessional this week where I wasn't sure if it was Jenna or Lauren, and it ended up being Lauren. But it took me a minute. Everyone else, if you showed me their picture, I could tell you who they are. Which I think is pretty
Lauren
bad.
Lauren kind of has a Danielle M look to her.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like her eyes.
Is Lauren too boring? Is she too boring a little bit?
I mean, so far the track records of Lauren B's aren't.
She's the last Lauren standing.
And why do we still call her Lauren B if there's no other Lauren left on the
show? She's just deemed that. Like, that's just your...
Well, I don't know. I don't know who's going to make it through the Paris round, but I'm looking forward
it's
to it.
It's just crazy that we're down to 10.
Yeah.
I also feel like Jacqueline's kind of random.
I could have used a little more Jacqueline time. I could have used a little more Ashley time. Truth is, we didn't get to even really get the Ashley experience or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought... He, with the exception of Crystal, he made the right choices because we just really haven't gotten to know, you know, the girls who left.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, if you haven't been able to tell, Crystal's awful. But
what?
Yeah, as I'm looking at the three that went, I liked Marique a lot.
I loved Marique. I really
feel like
did.
She just didn't get the chance.
Yeah, so maybe you could keep her, but... They didn't really have a lot of time together, so it's not like any of these three were above and beyond where you say, oh my God, I can't believe he sent them.
No, we just didn't get enough time to
get to
know
Crystal's
them.
The worst, but those three, they weren't ever going to be.
I did feel bad that Mikkel went home, like, so fast.
It would have been like, nice to reward her with the Paris trip as opposed to,
right, but,
to Crystal.
I can, you know, if you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it.
I think, you know, I'm hoping that Crystal, when they go to Paris, she commits some kind of Parisian faux pas. Because, you know, when you go to a foreign country, there's certain things that are highly offensive there that
especially with the French.
Americans don't know about. I'm hoping she does something like that.
There's you dirty Americans.
How dare you, dirty American, you chewing gum. In public, it is looked down upon here.
She'll find a way.
She'll find a way to really infuriate the entire country of France.
Well, who had who here?
Okay, well, let's get down to brass tacks.
So who had Marique?
Katie had
Marique and Mikkel.
And Mikkel.
Oh, yeah, she lost two.
Yeah.
And then Ashley was?
And Ashley was me.
Oh, I didn't lose anyone?
No, not you're this? Still very much
what?
In the game, Ryan Jones.
You have four.
What?
I have three.
And
Christine
I have
has three.
You're yeah, in but Ryan, I have Tia, Becca, Kay, and Crystal.
Wow.
So
two out of three ain't bad.
Two out of three ain't bad.
I have Lauren B, Kendall, and CN. And you have Becca, M, Jacqueline, Jenna, Chelsea.
I think Jacqueline might be a sleeper because
we
don't see her ever. But then when she did pop up in this episode, it was just, you know, pillow lips all over the place.
Mm.
So I don't know.
She reminds me of Lord.
But yes.
Yeah, I could see that.
Becca M is just fantastic. I'm a big fan. Well, that's this week's Bachelor Podcast. You can find us online across all social media platforms at Bachelor Podcast. Can't wait to see what happens when the crew goes to Paris. In the meantime, I'm Christine Lee. Katie Pallotta, thank you.
Thank you.
Ryan Jones.
Oui, oui.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.